Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy DuPlantis. Studio C is decorated all for you. I'm so glad you're watching today. It is going to be an awesome program, and I'm so glad you're here. You know, Christmas is always my favorite time of year. That's why I love decorating Studio C, and I love being here again with my friend Chrissy.
Yes, ma'am. It's so beautiful. Isn't it's beginning nice? To look a lot like Christmas.
That certainly is, inside and out. And yes. Christmas is my favorite time of the year, and especially during this time when people are so sensitive to the whole message of Jesus.
Yes.
The fact that he came as a baby and lived a sinless life, and how wonderful it is that we have the joy and the opportunity to share him with the world.
That's right. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and this season is filled with so much joy and the love of the Father, and that's being penetrated out into everywhere we broadcast. And I actually have an amazing testimony to share. It's a glorious story from a Spanish viewer. It was under
perfect.
A Spanish translated Glorious Living program, and it says, "You have changed my life. I want to thank you for the translation of the Boardroom Chats and Glorious Livings. Both programs have been a great source of learning and blessing for me. You have no idea the extent to which your messages are expanding the spirit and impacting the world. Blessings." That's just amazing.
That touches my heart so much, because that's what our vision has always been from the very beginning. This is 38 years of full-time of ministry, and then about to go into 49 years. Mm-hmm. But our vision has always been to reach people and change lives one soul at a time. So when she said that, or he, I'm not sure if it's a he or a she, but when you said that about how your life's being impacted and the world is being impacted, that is so true. That's what Jesus called us to do. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And Spanish is just another great opportunity God has given us a few years back to launch out. And you have a Spanish husband, so you love that.
I sure do. My esposo. I believe that's how you say it. But yeah, it's wonderful to know that we are touching the world with the gospel of Jesus, and especially during this season. We have so many great things that the ministry has provided to our Spanish viewers. And this is only the beginning.
It really is. It's so true. And that's why I'm so excited to welcome back George Gomez to Studio C. George is our director of global media outreach and has served the ministry for over 20 years. He and his wife, Cherie, have been married for over 17 years and have two precious boys, JD and Gino. And George is with us today to share the importance of being a hearer and a doer of the word. Welcome back, George.
Thank you so much, George.
Welcome.
Appreciate
you. You know, we're talking about the Spanish, and you know, that whole Spanish outreach was really on your heart, which you helped us to launch and continue to oversee that.
Yes.
So I know that's dear to your heart as well.
I love it. I mean, we're just doing a call to action to everything Boss has preached to us, you know, to go to the globe and preach to every creature and in every available voice and every available platform, whatever we can do.
Right.
So I'm so happy to see these kind of testimonies also, because we're producing a lot of content also for the Spanish-speaking people. Mm-hmm. You know, right now we just actually launched the book. It's just brand new. It just came out.
Hot off the press.
The Vision Specialist, available in English and in Spanish.
Wow.
For your donation of $5 or more.
I love that.
We wanted to do was just go ahead and branch out and give back to the people. Have something for the partners.
Right.
So that they can connect and also, you know, buy one for yourself, get one for someone else. But it's a donation-based thing to help one another. You know, because we as a staff, we get to hear Boss have these awesome teachings on vision.
Right.
We get to see him. So for the first time ever, we're compiling all of these visions that he has into notes. And they actually came from a lot of his teachings that he gives a staff on visionary conferences. Mm-hmm. Boss is a vision specialist.
Yes, he is.
What we want to do is be able to bring it to everyone, make it available for everyone, and compile it all into one thing.
And it's just out now. It says, make the vision real on the back.
Make the vision real, yeah.
That's so good. And, you know, I know this is going to bless so many people.
Oh, my goodness.
It already has been impacting me. Just look at this great picture.
He's thinking of that. What's the next vision that's going to be accomplished?
And that's a candid shot, too. People don't know that.
Right.
He was actually thinking about something, and we took the shot from the side.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It was in the middle of the show. I think it was.
It wasn't posed. This is real.
It was not posed.
That's the real deal.
That's the real deal.
That's one thing you can say.
That's what it says. Make the vision real. And, you know, your vision really needs to be real in your heart, and you need to be able to proclaim it and say it. And you need to be around people of like precious faith. Mm-hmm. We often say that because we stir each other up.
We do.
And this is Jesse's vision, really, is to ignite the vision of others.
Yeah.
Even when we have our visionary conference, which we're planning again, this one for July, it is so important to him because he says it's not really even about our vision, what God has called us to do.
Yeah.
It's about the vision of those that God connects us with. It's about your vision. And so be sure and get that book. It'll stir you up.
It sure will.
Oh, yeah,
will.
I love it because it's so vision casting. And it's like we understand that we're living in perilous times, you know, and we have this call upon us that is curtain call. It's time to make choices and do things, you know.
True.
And this book will inspire you to do so, to not live so, you know, in a monotony kind of thing, but to make your vision real and to make it come to pass, you know, with biblical principles.
You know, and we're just following God's example because He had a great vision for the whole world. Mm-hmm. He built, you know, created the world, and He had a vision to send His Son to the world to rescue the world from the bad choice that Adam and Eve had. Now, that's a whole doctrinal thing, but we all understand that. I think most of our viewers get it. But that's why it's important to realize that we all need to have a vision. And we need to be speaking that vision and declaring it and finding out promises in the Word of God that'll help see it come to pass. You know, God doesn't just start something. He finishes.
He finishes.
A lot of people begin, they get weary in the middle of it. We've got to continue on until we see the fulfillment.
Amen.
Yes.
The Bible tells us those who persevere to the end shall be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a perseverance there.
Yeah.
You know, and Boss has a great calling on his life that God has given him so many ideas and concepts that only he can articulate them the way he can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've learned a lot. I've been here for almost, well, more than 20 years at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I've learned so much from this ministry, you know, and to take the call even for myself, you know. That's why as we're gearing toward the end of the year, we always tend to go towards what the new resolution may be, what we have vision for the next year, and looking back at what worked and what didn't work for the year that came. And something that God put in my heart was just to remind people to be doers of the Word, which is why I believe so much in the printed Word. You know, to be able to...
Yeah, not just hear it. Because a lot of people hear it, but they don't do anything with it.
They don't do anything with it.
Well, they'll say, I heard that. But what are you doing with what you heard?
That's right.
That's what counts.
Yeah, cemetery's full of a lot of visions that didn't come to pass. You know, and it's
sad.
It's really sad. So I wanted just to remind, you know, our partners and our viewers just to grab onto what God has given us in His Word, you know, to make it applicable.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to read this scripture that came to my heart as I was preparing for this, and it's from James 1, 22 to 25, and it says, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror, but for once has looked at himself and gone away. He has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become forgetful hearer, is an effectual doer. This man will be blessed in what he does."
Ooh, I love that.
So there's a blessing from the Lord when we apply His Word.
Yeah.
You know, when we live it out, because that's one of the marks of a true salvation, a true person who's been regenerated, is to want to know the words of his Father, to want to know the words of God, to want to hear from Him, you know, because it's how we even know who we belong to. You know, it's like this love letter of someone you miss, right? When they've passed on, and what you would do to have a conversation with them or to hear them speak again or to hear them. So it shows that you love your God, you love your Father when you abide by His Word, you know, and it becomes real in your life and not just listening to it, but a doer of it.
Yeah. And because you know God and love Him, you want to do things that please Him.
Amen.
I know that's how it is. And like in marriage, for example, in our marriage, I like to do things that please Jesse, of course. He seems to never have enough of that.
But he loves
it. And anyway, I love to prepare something that I know he likes to eat or something like that, or do something nice for him. And, you know, and he always, it's so wonderful when they appreciate it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so this is the way God wants us to ask Him for things.
Yeah.
And this is why God gave us this theme, All in 2024, which is still more time to believe for Give God a Job has been the theme that we've had all along. And it's been so powerful. We've gotten so many testimonies from people that they prayed. It's really a prayer focus because it shows us that we can go to God, give Him an opportunity to show Himself strong in our lives and meet that need. And we have seen vision come to pass, and we're continually walking this out. And it doesn't have to stop just because 2024 is over. Always realize that Jesus said, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you're going to find. Knock, it's going to be opened unto you. So our assignment to ask is a continual thing. God wants us to come to Him because He's our good Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And He loves to do good things for His kids.
Amen. You know,
that's kind of so God we serve. Good. Yes.
That's what glorious living is all about.
It sure is.
Amen.
I love just
is.
Meditating on the Word day and night, like the Scriptures say. And what a better way to give back to God, a gift gift to the Father than getting in His Word and getting supercharged day in and day out in this season? And what would you say to those who maybe they're not really familiar with the Bible? Maybe they listen to teachings, but it's intimidating to them. They don't know where to begin. It's so important to delve in for yourself. What would you share with them of how to start? How to start reading?
I think the one thing you can ask yourself if you're dealing with, as far as everyone wants peace in this world, everyone wants to be okay with themselves. How has that worked out by following your own ideas? Mm-hmm. How has that worked out by following other natural ways of doing it?
It's like a reality check.
It's a reality check. When you read Scripture, you understand that the principles in there, the visions that are in there, but also the salvation that is in there, it's outside of you. So we get exhausted by looking inward. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the things that I'm not against therapy or anything like that, but one of the things that they do a lot is they look into you, your past and what you've done, and it's all you, but it's so focused on you. Mm-hmm. The Word of God is focused on Him, mm-hmm. and my reliance is on Him. Give God a job, right? Mm-hmm. So we rely on Him. The things that God asks us to do are so impossible in the natural sense, mm-hmm. but they're full of faith, mm-hmm. right? So there's no way, if you become to a point where you're just exhausted of trying on your own, trying with listening to temporal things that just come to no avail, you know? The Word of God gives us something that surpasses where the moon is. It surpasses where the sun is.
Wow.
It surpasses all of the galaxy. Mm-hmm. The wisdom of God is beyond human reasoning, you know? So that's why I can't do anything without the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It is the only thing that empowers me to be a good father, to try to be a good husband, to be a good employee, to be a good brother-in-law. I get my principles from the Word of God mm-hmm. because alone I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. And it's exhausting, you know? So we give God that job.
Yeah.
We give God it's His burden anyway. He created us. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're defective, you send the defective thing back to the manufacturer.
Oh, that's such a good, yes, that's right.
That's what we do. We go back to the Father and say, look, Father, I'm a failing. Mm-hmm. I need your help. You know, save me from this, whatever it is that it might be. And you may be, you know, thinking to yourself, well, you know, I failed this year. I didn't do much, whatever. That's the beauty about God. There's always a second chance.
Yeah.
It's never too late with the Lord. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, and that's why I love it. The Bible even tells us in Psalms 119, how blessed are those who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with all of their hearts. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a blessing that comes with it. Mm-hmm. The ultimate blessing is to go to heaven, but there are temporal blessings. There are things upon this earth that we can see.
Of course. Life in abundance.
In abundance.
Yeah.
That glorious life. Mm-hmm. You know, so I would say to anyone who's trying, stop trying on your own, you know, and go to the Father.
Yeah.
Go to the manufacturer. Go to the Creator.
Yeah, I like what you said when you read that scripture from James, that looking at the Word of God, it's like a mirror, because it's really, you can look at it.
Yes.
Just look at it and it will reveal things to you. And you don't have to look at it alone. I love to open the Word of God and just say, Lord, help me to understand
it.
Yeah. Ask Him and He will. He'll show you and spend time meditating. Don't just read it and walk away and forget about it. Like He said, the man that looks in a mirror.
Yeah.
You listen to it and meditate on it and He will show you things that you need to know. One of my favorite verses of Scripture that I often go to is Psalms 119, and it's the last verse there. I could quote it, but I want to read it to you. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful because it's talking about the meditation of your heart.
Amen.
And the words of your mouth and how you can ask. It's actually a ask. It's a give
ask,
God a job scripture.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is. Yeah, just go to the Psalms. You'll find some some great stuff you can meditate on.
That whole psalm is so powerful, but it ends with I'm in Job. We're too far over.
That's a good book, too. Start with the
Psalms.
I like Job.
That's a very perspective
Job
book.
Doesn't start good, but it ends pretty good.
It's a great ending to that
story. Yeah, because at the end, he got double everything that
Amen.
He had wanted. Yeah.
It's so good.
That's why I put tabs in it when I preach, because I don't have to flip, uh-huh. go right to it.
It's all full of good
but
stuff.
But verse 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
That's a perfect mirror scripture.
That's perfect.
And it's a good prayer that you can pray. So it helps you to realize that what you think about is important.
Amen.
What you meditate on is important because it's going to come out of your mouth.
Oh, yes, it will.
And if the right thing's coming out of your mouth, you'll live right.
Amen.
You'll walk right. You'll receive right. Everything will be flowing in the direction that's productive to your life.
Mm-hmm. And I love that it says meditate because you can't get what you don't have.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So when you meditate, that's what's coming out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're meditating on His Word, and it's a sobering thing. It's not like this laziness. When you're meditating, you're constantly thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord always calls us to be alert. to be vigilant in everything that we do. So Amen. Even in that word, it says to meditate, that's constant. Mm-hmm. That's ongoing,
yeah.
You know, to be in season, out of season, to give account for your faith. You know, the Bible even tells us that, you know, when we were reading James, it says, with humility, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul.
Mm. How important
that's
is
so
that?
So we yeah. have to guard the word that God has given us and be quick to hear. Mm-hmm. You know, if you look at now social media, everyone's talking, everyone's saying, there's so much chatter. No one has a teachable spirit anymore. No one's listening and meditating and just hearing the word of God and having it implanted and have a soil that goes deep into the ground, roots that go deep into the ground, mm-hmm. you know, because it can save your soul. And the Bible calls us to submit, and we have to do it with humility,
right.
You know, because you can't feed someone who's full of themselves. You can't feed someone who's already full.
Wow.
So therefore, we empty ourselves.
They're full of it, as we say.
Oh, don't say. Be full of the word.
We don't want to talk about what it is. Yeah. I think we all know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, if you read the whole pattern of salvation, Jesus receives the sinner. So the antithesis to receiving the sinner would be to turn your back on the self-righteous then.
Right.
That would be, because if you're coming full, you don't need it. He said, mm-hmm. I come for the sick. Now, those who are well don't need a physician.
Yeah.
You know, speaking in a spiritual
that's
sense.
That's like a Pharisee that said, oh, I'm so glad I'm not like that
I'm not like
other
them.
God,
yeah.
like the tax collector.
Yeah.
You know, and he was very prideful, yet the tax collector was very humble.
Humble.
And he approached God, oh, Lord, I'm not worthy. And you really need to be humble. Realize, mm-hmm. and in his sight, really, yeah. We're insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
He
Amen.
Chooses to love us. He chooses
yes.
to rescue us and save us and give us a good life.
I love it. There's one thing that stood out to me one time as you just reminded me of it. Also, remember who you're speaking to.
Yes.
So good.
A holy
you know, don't
God.
Don't forget
yes.
who you're speaking to. I remember one time I watched, it was an old sermon of an old, it was like, I don't know how old this was, but it was an old time ago. And this pastor put it this way. He said, you know, when we see the parable, or not the parable, but the example of Peter when he was not getting fish, and all of a sudden Jesus shows up and tells him where to cast the net, there's a teaching of provision there. He said, but what you don't realize is that what Peter was able to see, knowing the tides, knowing the time of the day, knowing what he was doing, he knew everything about that ecosystem.
Oh, yes.
And yet he knew there was nothing there.
Yeah, he was a professional.
Professional. So for him to see that fish, he was confronted with the fact that these fish jumped and leaped into their deaths at the bidding of the master.
Ooh, yes.
So he knew who he was seeing. He knew that there was nothing there, that this man controlled that. That with his speech, he said,
right.
come on.
Yeah.
So he knew at that point, he even said, instead of saying, oh, you need to stay with me mm-hmm. and help me do this, he said, no, just get away from me. He realized who he was speaking to, mm-hmm. not knowing that Jesus would accept him, mm-hmm. right? And he'll make him a fisherman of men.
Right.
But when we realize with that humility who we're speaking to, this is a
yes.
powerful being.
Yeah, he fell at Jesus' feet. You know, he's down there with all the fish.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, he died to self.
That's
he
right.
died
that
to
very
self.
Moment, the same way the fish died, like you were talking
yeah.
about. And he died to self so that he could really live. And that's the whole
Amen.
Message of the gospel. You yes. die to self, meaning you don't put yourself first. Mm-hmm. You put God first. And when you do that, he really allows you to live the life that you were created to live.
It's
Amen.
So
Isn't
amazing.
That beautiful?
Yes, and he's waiting to use us. You know, that's what's so exciting about it is that no matter what we've done or what our past or what people say about us, the Lord is ready to use us as vessels to be doers of the word and to go mm-hmm. into our little corners of the world, into our community, in our family. I love when you mentioned, George, that when you're a doer of the word, when you meditate on the word and you hear it, you can go out and be a great father or mm-hmm. sister, wife, whatever, employee. And you can put this in any aspect of your life and practice these scriptures and see blessings unfold. And to me, that is just, it's the every problem you're having, there's an answer in that book.
Amen.
And
mm-hmm.
to me, it's so inspiring to really take hold of the gospels, read it for yourself. And like Miss Kathy said, get those revelations because he's still speaking in those scriptures today, waiting for us to hear it.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm. I love
that. Yeah, because obedience is, I mean, obedience demonstrate whether that faith is true or not,
mm-hmm.
you know? We know who our master is.
Right, and everything doesn't have to be going perfect for you to treat people perfectly.
Beautiful.
Treat mm-hmm. people the way Jesus would want you to do. Because even in the midst of that, they say, well, look what they're going through, and they're still serving God. That is a testimony.
Yes. That's a testimony.
That's a witness
yeah.
for God in itself.
Yeah.
Look what Jesus went through.
Amen.
In fact, I think that's what the book of James is all about. Count it all
yes,
joy.
Count it all joy.
Because you haven't gone through what he went through and he walked through it because for the joy that was set before him, he endured the shame
endured.
Of the cross.
Yeah.
but for us.
For us.
So mm-hmm. there's a joy that comes from seeking God, because you know that what we're doing today is just temporal.
It's
God
temporal.
Has an eternal plan for all of mankind. And so your whole family is worth it. All your work co-workers, their lives are worth it for you to live the gospel in a glorious way mm-hmm. so that God can be glorified and lift Him and so that others can be lifted up.
Yeah. Amen.
So powerful.
I love that.
It really is.
I love it that you just touched them on that point, because no one ever promised a smooth transition from Egypt to the promised land. Mm-hmm. There were things that happened.
They had to walk it out.
They had to walk it out.
They didn't get translated like you do on Star Trek.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Even though that would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be amazing. I wish it was that easy. But, you know, like you can't have you can't have a testimony without a test. So that's all equipped in sanctification mm-hmm. there. But I'll fall apart if I don't have the Word of God, or if I'm not applying the Word of God. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, there's blessings in it. Jeremiah 17:7 tells us, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, mm-hmm. whose confidence is in Him. Mm-hmm. So I'm always against that self-confidence. You know, there's nothing I can't do in the flesh sense, but with Christ, I'm more than a conqueror, because I am informed, my conscience, with the principles of God. Mm-hmm. You know, so that informs me all the time. And it convicts me too, whenever my flesh steps in, you know, and I'll feel like, oh, you know, and then it empowers me. I mean, just the other day, two Jehovah's Witnesses came to the door.
Oh, they're still doing that?
Yeah, they're still doing that. And I saw them from afar, and I was doing some yard work, and I'm like, oh, they're probably not in my house yet. And they were at my house. I didn't see it. So they startled me. And I'm like, I don't really want to get into a theological debate right now. I got things to do.
I'm doing my garden.
I'm doing
my
garden, which I love to be outside doing. So I just started doing it. I was like, yes, ma'am. And I just try to be. But they were pushing. They want to give me their tracks and everything. So I just felt the Lord, you know, just saying, well, minister.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're wasting time mm-hmm. here. So I just began to ask me questions. I asked them questions. But that's what the Bible tells us to do, to be seasoned and out of season, to be ready to give an account for your faith.
Be salt.
To be salt. So I began to just ask them questions and ask them, like, what do you believe about Jesus, you know? Mm-hmm. And we started going that realm. I even used some of the C.S. Lewis things, saying that, you know, you're being very respectful of Jesus, but according to you, he's a lunatic. Because there's no mere man that can profess to be God, right? Or to be equal with God. So I began to just go off of that thing, and I left them in such a way. It was almost like a 30-minute conversation. Mm-hmm. And one of the ladies finally, you know, one of them began to see what I was saying. And I won't get into all their theology, but I had studied Jehovah's Witness theology a long time ago. But I was able to witness to them the Word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm trying to apply it to my life, but also it just comes out of you when you meditate
day in
and day out. So it just flew out of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
Yeah.
That's so good.
So the lady just left and she said, what's your name? I said, well, my name is George. And I forgot her name, actually. And she gave me her name. She's like, oh, I'm not going to forget you. She said, I might be back.
Come on.
And she may want to have discussions. Well, I'm always here. Come back and we'll have more questions.
Yeah.
You know, and I brought everything into them. Like the Word of God is absolute. Towards their Watchtower magazine, because mm-hmm. I knew about that. So we talked about that kind of stuff. But
Jesus is the Son of God,
which they
don't agree with.
No,
but
they don't agree
do.
With. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I brought up the scriptures where he called himself that.
Right.
Before Abraham, I was I am.
Why else would the Jews want to kill him?
Why did you want to stone me? For what work did you want to stone? Yeah. I brought all those
and
things up.
No, it's because you make yourself equal with God.
Yeah.
And that is the contention there.
The contention.
So even the devils tremble.
Yeah.
You know, and they know who he is. But you got to just not know about him. You need to know him in your heart.
Amen.
And serve him.
Amen.
And there are a lot of people who have been deceived by wrong religions. You know, the devil has manufactured all these different lines of thought and religions, but only the Word of God is based on the life of God and the life of Jesus Christ and God's message to mankind. In fact, Jesus came so that we might know the Father.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But He is the Son of the living God, and we worship Him and honor Him. It's why He came to the earth. It's why we celebrate Christmas.
That's right.
Amen.
And I don't know if the Jehovah's even recognize
they
Christmas.
They don't recognize Christmas. They don't recognize
birthdays.
They don't recognize anything.
Wow.
But that's a whole different, you know,
theological. Yeah, that's another program.
It's a whole other program.
We just to discuss Jesus.
They're not living gloriously.
That's right. Because He is. He is our glorious God. He's, mm-hmm. And like when we talk about Jesus, my face just lights up. I get excited, and I think about all of the promises He has for His children, how much He loves us so much, and how much He loves you. And so it's just an amazing opportunity to come into your homes, wherever you are, whatever platform you're watching on, and just celebrate Jesus with you, because He's the reason for the season. He's the reason why we're doing what we're doing here at the ministry, read and meditate in the Word, and then, like we said before, take it out to your families and to your communities and watch the light of Christ just illuminate all of the darkness, because it's a dark world out there, but we serve a wonderful, alive, Jesus.
Yeah, and so it's a dark world, like you said, but He's put lights in the
yes.
world. We're all
That's
lights.
Us.
If you know Jesus, you're a light, mm-hmm. whether you realize it or not. And it's important to let your light shine, like that little song yeah. says.
I love it.
I taught the little kids. You can probably teach little Sophia that
this
song.
This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let you do the singing on this one.
I love that, too, because that's also the importance of partnership, which mm-hmm. is why we're partnered with one another. Right, yeah. We partner with ministries like Jesse Plants Ministries that brings that light to the world. Mm-hmm. You know, not a lot of people may be able to travel mm-hmm. or be able to be on air or be able to have the platforms right. that we have. But that's the importance of coming together with like-minded people, like-minded yeah. faith to help spread the word.
That's so true. Know? And all of our partners are part of this light, this big light, basically the ministry. All the different lights that have come together, it's like stadium lights yeah. go on when mm-hmm. we broadcast something. And we're doing it right now in front of the camera, but our partners help us to make Amen. Sure it go out. So partners, yeah. thank you so yes. much for helping us do everything that we do, especially during this Christmas season. It's so important. And if you're not a partner and you'd like to be, you can become one by using the information that's on the screen. There you can go to our website at jdm.org, or you can use PayPal. There's a text to give option. You can select giving on our JDM app also, or you can mail in a donation. And just know that when you do that, you're part of a great team of spreading the gospel all around the world
Amen.
and producing the light of the gospel, which really is transformative. Yes. It transforms lives. So thank you for doing that. And just know that we're praying for you and expecting your life to be such a blessing. This holiday season can be so different, so much better than any other time if you'll just let that light shine. And that's what Amen. We're dedicated to do here at the
yes,
ministry.
Ma'am.
So I'm so glad to work with you, George, yeah. and you, Chrissy.
It's great.
And
oh,
all
too.
Of our
it's
team that's behind the scenes. We're doing
fine.
It all for you mm-hmm. because
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
And we pray that you've been encouraged and lifted up during this glorious living.
Yes.
I hope you can share it, make a comment. Let us know how yes. this ministry is impacting your life. We want to be able to share it maybe on a testimony of future programs.
We'd
yes,
love
ma'am.
To
yes,
do,
we do
that. It's so good. I love being with you both. George, thank you so much. We're doers of the word, and I know that so many have been encouraged to really take hold of the scriptures and to live it out.
We're busy doers of the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, we really are. Productive,
we're
too.
We're very productive.
Very productive.
We love doing the word, and we love living gloriously and telling
Amen.
The whole world that they can live a glorious life.
You can.
Each and every day.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Awesome.
It was so fun.
Thank you again. Thank you for being here. I know you'll be back one day.
One day, yes,
Hope
ma'am.
You're going to have a great Christmas with those beautiful
oh,
children.
I will. Oh,
yeah.
Spoil
it's
going to
be fun.
Lots and lots of presents.
Yes, yes, that's right. And thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you'll join me next week for another Glorious Living right here at Studio C. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.